This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning in to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to start a new series talking about a Heavenly Father, some of His attributes, His power. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what's coming against you, our Father is greater than what's coming against you. Hallelujah. And verse 15, He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, talking about Jesus, Yeshua. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. He controls everybody and everything. So you can rest assured that as long as you have turned your flesh over to the Holy Spirit to allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Jesus, Yeshua, then the devil cannot hurt you successfully. Hallelujah. In verse 18, and He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. He's above everything and everybody. Hallelujah. Whatever trial you're going through, the Father's going to bring the good out of it for you. Just hold on to Him. Hallelujah. Go with me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Verse 24, these are the works of Yahweh. Every time you see Lord capitalized, it should have been translated Yahweh, and 7,000 times in the Old Testament. And His wonders in the deep, for He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, their soul is melted because of trouble, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' ends. Then they cry unto Yahweh in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet, so He bringeth them into the desired haven. Look at this, he raises up a storm to show His power, and then he just calms the storm. Hallelujah. And that goes back to the Gospel of Mark. Go with me to Mark. Hallelujah. Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. Remember, He raised up the storm. Hallelujah. And they calmed the storm. This is talking about Jesus, Yeshua, in the boat here. Verse 35 of Mark chapter 4. And the same day when the evening was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. He didn't say, let us try to get to the other side. So let us pass over to the other side. That's the way God talks. Hallelujah. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. There are other little ships, but He was in their ship. Is He in your ship today? Is He with you today? And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And we just read in Psalm 107 that He raises up the wind. Hallelujah. He controls the wind. He controls everything. Hallelujah. All you have to do is let Him control your flesh. Let Him control. Give everything to Him. And He'll work on your behalf. Because the biggest problem we have is our flesh. It's not Satan. It's our flesh. The only access that Satan has to us is through our flesh. Hallelujah. But when the Father, we put the control of our flesh into the Father's hands, the devil has to back off. Hallelujah. In verse 37, and there arose a great storm of wind. Now, who rose that? It was God Himself. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake Him and say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Hallelujah. Just like in Psalm 107, and He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and it was a great calm. He can do the same thing for you today. No matter what you're going through, He allowed it to happen. But He can speak peace to that situation if you allow Him to. Give Him full control of the situation. Don't try to figure out the situation yourself. Don't try to escape the situation. Stand still and see your salvation. Hallelujah. That's what He had to do at the Red Sea. Just stand still. Moses is getting nervous. They're all getting nervous. But the Father just said, stand still and you'll see my salvation. I'll open up a way for you. Don't try to rush out of a situation just because you're having a lot of pressure. Let him win for you. And if necessary, he'll lead you out into the promised land. But stand still until you see which way he's moving. And then follow him. Just like Peter was in prison in Acts chapter 12. And God appeared to him and said, follow me out. And he followed him and was out. Just let God show you exactly what to do. But don't be afraid of the pressure. Don't be afraid of the stormy wind coming against you, because God is the God of the stormy wind. Our Father controls everything. Hallelujah. In verse 14, he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. There's a mighty king named Asa, who's so close to the Father. In verse 9, and it came out against them, Sarah the Ethiopian, with a host of 1,000, 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and came unto Mareshah. 1,000,000 men came against Asa. Then Asa went out against him, and he set the battle in array against him. It took courage just to go out against them. But Asa cried unto his father and said, Yahweh, it is nothing, verse 11, with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Yahweh, for we rest on you, and in thy name we go against this multitude, O Yahweh, for thou art our God. Let not man prevail against you. And as a result of what he prayed, as a result of what he said, the next word is so Yahweh smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. So no matter what's coming against you, you may not have many people agreeing with you, but your father agrees with you. And your father will throw back the enemy, push back the enemy, and win for you. Hallelujah. In verse 13, and Asa and the people that were with them pursued them unto Gara, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves. See, not only does he want to defeat your enemies, he wants to push them back so they can't advance against you again. So they can't recover. He wants to put confusion in the enemy's camp. And our Father is so powerful, almighty, that he can do that if you let him do it. Don't get into your flesh and try to fight your own way out of it. Let him do it for you. For they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. Remember how Jehoshaphat was surrounded by the enemy, only out to get him. And after it was all over, Jehoshaphat didn't even have to fight. All he had to do was send his praise and worship leaders out, saying, praise Yahweh, his mercy endureth forever. And as they sang, as they praised Yahweh, the enemy started killing each other. And the only effort that Jehoshaphat had to make was to pick up the spoils left by the enemy. It took him 3 days to do so. Hallelujah. See, the Father wants to win the battle for you, the victory, and give you the spoils. Allow him to do so today. It's no accident you're being attacked. There's no accident they're coming against you. But the Father wants to prepare a table for you right in the midst of your enemies. Let him do so. Let him do so. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. If the Father put you on that job, they can't remove you. If the Father put you in that situation, they can't remove you. Hallelujah. Because the Father put you there. He positioned you there. And in his last days, he's positioning people in key situations. Allow him to do so. In verse 14, remember with Mary. The angel appeared to Mary and said, the Holy Spirit wants to overshadow you. And what happened is she had to leave right there and go to Zacharias and Elizabeth's house, because that's where the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. Not near Joseph, right where she was separate from Joseph. And he overshadowed her at Elizabeth's and Zacharias' house. So the Father positioned Mary in a situation where she could receive the overshadowing of it by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and he smote all the cities round about Gara, for the fear of Yahweh came upon him, and he spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. Hallelujah. So their father, our father came through for them. Our father came through for Mary, overshadowed her, hallelujah, by his spirit, and the rest is history. The Yeshua was conceived in her womb. Hallelujah. So it's just a matter of being positioned in the right place. And Asa probably thought, hey, I'm in the wrong situation here, man. I'm surrounded here. But no, all he did was give the battle over to his Father, and his Father won for him. And the Father wants to win for you today. Allow him to do so. Hallelujah. Verse 15, they smote also the tents of cattle and carried away sheep and camels in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. If he did that for Asa, he can do it for you today. Don't try to rely on man to help you. Just allow him to do so. He may use somebody, but just give him the praise and the glory and know today that he's got everything under control. Hallelujah. Like he said in Zechariah, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. The Spirit of the Father wants to move for you. Hallelujah. And give you the victory and raise you up out of the valley into the mountain so that you can go down and help people in the valley and bring them up to the mountain. This valley experience is to help you to identify with some other people who will be in the valley in your future so you can identify with them and pull them up to the top of the mountain. Nothing happens by accident. Everything is created by him and for him and by him. All things consist. Hallelujah. So rest in that today and just put your hands on the radio and believe your Father to touch you right now. Again, we're talking about our Father. We want to learn more about our Father, his attributes, and his power. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I'm asking you to touch them. I decree healing, deliverance. Be healed. Be set free. I speak prosperity. Body, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Just be prosperous. Be healed. Be well. Receive your miracle, the house you need, the job you need. Just receive it today. But turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to full access into your life, full control of your life. And he'll roll up his sleeves and get to work for you and help you. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for miracles. And we want testimonies, Father, and we believe in it in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. About maybe 250 prophetic messages on, just click on messages. My phone number is 772-801-3677. If you have any questions, if I can help you, 772-801-3677. If you want to make any tax-free donations to tax-deductible donations, you can make it out to New Life Revival, and it's P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. This address will be repeated later on. I've written three books. My first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yahweh, which are not for the Jews, it's for all of us, and how Jesus did so many wonderful things on feast days, and there's three that haven't been fulfilled yet. And then my second book is Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar, how he moves in those months, and how certain hours of the day, I just did a series on that. Certain hours of the day, he really moves the most. There's an hour that his healing anointing just flows out greater than any other hour. And it's in my book, Noon. And the last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. Click on books. Do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. You can download Noon and Demystifying the Trinity right then and there. And you can get these books at a discounted price to me on a quantity basis. I just want to help you so much. And hallelujah. And if you want to follow me on any events, just check my website out. But remember till next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he is in the world.